All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into injection molding.
Okay.
But focusing on something really specific, clamping force.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, I know what you might be thinking.
Yeah.
Clamping force sounds maybe a little dry.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
But trust me on this one.
All right.
This is where the magic happens, really.
Okay.
This is what holds it all together.
Gotcha.
When we're talking about injecting plastic into a mold, right?
Right, right.
And if you don't get this right,
uh-oh,
you're going to end up with, well, unusable parts.
Yeah, that's not good.
But if you do get it right, you're going to have perfectly formed products.
Perfect, exactly.
So what do you think? Pretty important.
I think it's fascinating, honestly.
Yeah.
How something that seems so simple,
right,
can have such a big impact on the final product.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And we're not just talking about, like, a little bit of extra plastic or something.
Right.
It can, insufficient clamping force can lead to a whole bunch of problems.
Oh, yeah.
From, like you said, dimensions being off,
yeah,
making parts just not usable.
Right.
To even damaging the molds themselves.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
yeah.
So let's say we're making something, I don't know.
Okay.
Like gears for a watch.
Or something.
Where it's really, really precise. Right.
Very precise.
Tiny little teeth.
Yeah.
How does clamping force come into play there?
So think about it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
If that mold isn't clamped together hard enough,
yeah,
when you inject that plastic,
right,
it can actually force the mold open just a little.
Oh.
And you get what we call flash, right, where a bit of plastic squeezes out.
So that's that extra plastic we were talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But even more importantly,
yeah,
when it opens up like that, even a tiny bit,
mm-hmm,
the cavity, the shape of the mold,
right,
isn't exact anymore.
Oh, I see.
So your gears might end up a little too big, a little too small.
Wow.
Or the teeth might be messed up.
So they wouldn't actually work.
No, not in something like a watch.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not,
yeah,
just about, you know, it looking nice. It's,
yeah,
about it actually functioning.
Functionality.
At, like, the microscopic
it's
level.
It's very small details.
Okay, wow. That's a good reason to pay attention to this.
Right.
But you mentioned earlier, you know, these molds,
yeah,
can actually be damaged,
yeah,
by not having enough clamping force.
That's right.
So how does that happen?
Well, when it's not clamped, right?
Yeah.
The plastic, it's under so much pressure, it can actually make the mold flex.
Oh, wow.
Or distort.
Okay.
And then the surfaces, especially where the two halves meet,
yeah,
they wear down unevenly.
I see.
And then you get imperfections. Mm. And those mess up the parts you're making.
Okay.
And even worse.
Uh-oh.
That pressure can crack the mold. Oh, yeah. Or even break a piece off of it.
So you have to replace the whole thing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Costly
repairs.
And I'm guessing these aren't
no,
like, cheap to replace.
These molds are expensive.
Okay.
They're precision engineered.
Right.
Can cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Even hundreds of thousands sometimes.
Okay. So that,
yeah,
definitely makes it clear why this is so important to get right.
For sure.
So where does it usually go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just setting the pressure wrong on the machine?
It's rarely just one thing.
Okay.
You know, setting the right pressure is important, of course.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that can affect it.
Right.
It's like a chain. Okay. If one link's weak, the whole thing breaks.
Right.
So you have to think about the mold itself.
Yeah.
The settings on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Even what kind of plastic you're using.
Oh. Okay, so a lot of different things.
Not the factors.
Now, we've been talking about, you know, not enough clamping force.
Right.
What about too much?
Oh, that's bad, too.
Okay.
Puts way too much stress on the mold.
Mm-hmm.
It'll wear out way faster.
Okay.
It's like over-tightening a bolt.
Yep.
You think you're making it stronger.
Yeah.
But you're actually weakening it.
Gotcha. Okay. And then it uses more energy, too, right?
Exactly. More energy, more cost.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah, the Goldilocks zone.
Okay, so how do you figure out what the right amount is?
Well, it's not as easy as just looking it up.
Okay.
You got to really understand how it all works together.
Right.
The material, the mold, the machine.
Yeah. Okay, sounds complicated.
It can be.
So let's start with the mold.
Okay.
What about its design or condition,
mm-hmm,
can affect how much clamping force you need?
Well, first, just the size and how complex the mold is.
Okay.
A bigger mold with more details,
yeah,
needs more force to keep it sealed tight.
Right.
Then there's the surfaces of the mold.
Okay.
Even tiny scratches or imperfections can create little leaks.
for the plastic.
Yeah, so the clamping force isn't as effective.
And of course, if the mold is actually damaged,
Right.
like cracked or warped,
It can't hold the pressure.
wow. So it really is,
Yeah.
you know, all connected, like you said.
Like that chain.
Yeah, the mold is a really important part.
It is. That's why mold maintenance is so important.
Okay, so we'll definitely get into
We
that.
should.
But first, let's talk about the machine itself.
Okay.
How does that
Yeah.
play into clamping force?
Well, the machine is what actually provides the force
Right.
to clamp the mold together. So the settings on the machine, for
Okay.
like the pressure and speed,
Yeah.
they directly control how much force is applied.
So, like adjusting a vise grip or something.
Exactly.
Too loose, it won't hold too tight. You could break something.
You got it.
Okay. So you got to get those settings right
You do.
based on the mold and the material.
That's right.
All right. So we've got the mold, we've got the machine.
Yeah.
What about the material itself?
The material.
Yeah.
That's where things get interesting.
Okay.
Different plastics, they all behave differently.
Right.
Some are thicker, some shrink more when they cool. They all melt at different temperatures.
Right.
And all that affects how much pressure they put on the mold.
Oh, I see.
And so how much clamping force you need.
So you can't just use the same settings every time.
Nope. Gotta adjust it for each material.
Man, this is a lot more complicated than I thought.
It's a lot of factors
Yeah.
all working together.
But I'm starting to see how it all connects.
That's the key, understanding how it all fits together.
Right, so it's a balancing act
It is.
between the mold, the machine, and the material.
You got it.
And when you get it right,
Yeah.
you get those perfect products.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Okay, well we've laid the groundwork here. We know why clamping force is important. But how do we actually make sure we're doing it right?
Good question.
That's what we're going to get into
All
next.
right, let's do it.
So stay tuned.
So, let's start with maybe the most obvious thing,
Okay.
adjusting the clamping force on the machine.
Right. So if we're not getting enough, we just
Yeah.
crank it up, right?
Well, not so fast.
Oh, right. You said too much can be a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to just crank it up and hope for the best.
Okay, so how do we find that balance then?
Well, there's a few things to consider.
Okay.
First, the clamping pressure.
Right, that's the actual force, right?
Exactly. How much force is pushing the mold halves together?
And if it's too low, we get all those problems we talked about.
Right. Flash, parts that are the wrong size could even damage the mold.
And too high?
Too high, you wear out the mold faster
Okay.
and you're wasting energy.
So how do you know what the right pressure is?
It's not always easy.
Yeah.
There are some calculations you can do
Okay.
to get a starting point, but a lot of times it takes some trial and error.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to consider the part you're making,
Right.
how the plastic flows, how the mold is designed. It's kind of like, I don't know, baking a cake.
Okay.
You have a recipe, but you might have to adjust the oven temperature.
Right. Based on your oven and ingredients.
Exactly. And experience helps a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
A good technician can just tell
Okay.
by looking at the parts how the machine's running.
That's cool. So it's not just all science. There's some art to it too.
Definitely.
So we've got the clamping pressure dialed in.
Okay.
What else do we need to think about on the machine?
Clamping speed.
Okay. How fast the mold closes.
Right. And you might think faster is better.
Yeah, get it done quicker.
But if it closes too fast,
Uh-oh.
the air inside doesn't have time to escape. So you get air
And
pockets.
then the mold doesn't close all the way.
Exactly.
So it's got to be like the right speed.
Just the right speed.
Not too fast, not too slow.
Right. It's a balancing act.
Yeah, I can see
You
that.
got to find that sweet spot.
Okay, so we've got the machine settings figured out. But you were saying earlier the mold itself is really important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about mold maintenance.
Okay.
What are some of the key things there?
Well, remember how we were saying even tiny imperfections can affect the clamping force?
Right, like that leaky container example.
Yeah, any little scratch or nick can let plastic leak out.
Okay.
So keeping the mold surface clean is crucial.
Right, so it seals properly.
Exactly.
So what are some of the things that can damage the mold surface?
Well, just normal wear and tear. The
Okay.
heat, the pressure, it takes a toll, but we can minimize that with good maintenance.
Okay, so what does that involve?
Regular cleaning is a big one.
Okay.
Got to get all the plastic residue off, any debris, contaminants, all that stuff.
Right, so more than just wiping it down.
Yeah, it's got to be thorough.
Right.
Like, think of it like detailing a car.
Okay.
You're not just washing it,
Right.
you're getting rid of anything that could damage the paint.
Right. So cleaning's important. What else?
Lubrication.
Okay.
You got to keep those mold surfaces lubricated.
Right, so the plastic doesn't stick.
Exactly, and it reduces wear and tear.
So cleaning, lubricating, what about inspections?
Inspections are key.
Okay.
You got to catch problems early.
Right, before they get too bad.
Right, so we're looking for any signs of wear, scratches, pits, anything like that.
And how often should you inspect them?
It depends how much you're using the mold,
Okay.
but at least once a month is a good rule of thumb.
And are there special tools for that?
Oh yeah, magnifying glasses, bore scopes. They
Wow.
see really close up.
Okay, so it's
Yeah.
like go to the dentist.
Right.
They can see things you can't.
Exactly. They have the tools and the training.
Okay, so we've talked about cleaning, lubricating, inspecting the mold surfaces. What about the other parts of the mold?
Right, the ejector pins.
Yeah, those are important too.
Yeah, they push the part out of the mold.
Right, and if they're not working right, you can damage the mold
Or the part.
or the part.
Or the part, yeah.
And what about cooling channels?
Those are crucial too.
Okay.
They keep the mold at the right temperature.
Right, so the plastic cools evenly.
Exactly. Any problems there?
Yeah.
You get warping, uneven cooling, all sorts of issues.
So how do you maintain those parts?
Ejector pins need to be lubricated.
Okay.
Make sure they're moving smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling channels, you got to flush them out.
Right. Get any debris out.
Exactly. Keep that water flowing.
Okay, so mold maintenance is a whole thing.
It is.
It's not just about the surface, it's about all the little parts.
All the parts working together.
Right. And even with all that,
Yeah.
sometimes you still have problems with clamping force.
It happens.
So what else can you do?
Well, sometimes the problem isn't the mold or the machine.
Yeah.
It's the process itself.
Oh, right. You were saying it's all connected.
It all ties together.
So like what kind of things?
Things like injection pressure,
Okay.
how fast you inject the plastic, holding time and pressure.
Okay, so how does something like injection pressure
Yeah.
affect the clamping force?
Well, if you inject the plastic too fast,
Yeah.
it creates a lot of pressure inside the mold,
Okay.
and then you need more clamping force to keep it closed.
So too much pressure is bad.
Too much of anything is bad.
Right. It's all about balance.
Balance, always balance.
And how do you find that right injection pressure?
Well, it depends on the plastic you're using,
Okay.
how complex the mold is, how fast you need to fill it.
So it's all connected, like you said.
Everything affects everything else.
Man, this is,
It's a complex process.
yeah, but
It
fascinating. I'm
is.
starting to really appreciate all the little details.
That's what it's all about.
So we've talked about the mold, the machine, the process. You mentioned earlier these advanced monitoring systems.
Oh, yeah.
Can technology help us with all this?
He can. Technology is amazing these days.
Yeah.
We have sensors that can monitor everything.
Really? Like what kind of things?
Pressure inside the mold,
Okay.
temperature, even the position of the mold halves.
Wow, so it's like having eyes inside the mold.
Exactly. You can see what's happening in real time.
That's cool. And then what?
And then all that data goes to a computer,
Okay.
and the computer can analyze it, make adjustments to the process.
So it's like having a co-pilot, keeping everything running smoothly.
Exactly. It's pretty amazing.
Sounds like it could really improve quality, reduce waste.
It definitely can.
But it still takes a human to run it, right?
Oh, absolutely. You still need someone who understands the process.
Right, to interpret all that data.
Yeah, make the right decisions.
So it's like a partnership.
It
There's
is.
technology and human expertise.
Working together.
That's cool. So we've covered a lot here,
We have.
from the mold to the machine
Yeah.
to the process itself.
And all the little details in between.
Yeah, but before we wrap up, I want to ask about something you said earlier about the future.
Ah, the future of clamping force.
Yeah. Are there any new trends or technologies on the horizon?
There are always something new coming out.
That's what we'll get into next. All right, so we've spent a lot of time in the weeds
We
here
have.
talking about all the factors that go into getting this clamping force right.
Right, all the things you got to think about.
Yeah, but what about the future?
Yeah, yes, the future.
Anything new coming down the pipeline
Always, always new stuff coming out.
that could change how we do all this?
For sure.
Okay, so what's on the horizon?
Well, one area that's really interesting is simulation software.
Okay, simulation software. How does that tie into clamping force?
Basically, it's like a virtual injection molding machine.
Oh, okay.
You can create a digital version of the mold, the machine, the material,
right,
and then run simulations.
And see what happens.
Exactly. You can tweak the settings.
Like the clamping force.
Yeah, clamping force, injection pressure, all that stuff.
And you can see how it affects the part.
Got it.
So you can like experiment before you even make anything.
Exactly. It's like a test run.
That's really cool.
And it can save a lot of headaches.
Yeah, I bet. So you can catch problems before they happen.
Right. Like if you're going to get flash or warping or something.
Right. Right. That's awesome. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Another area is in materials themselves.
The materials of the mold.
Yeah. The molds.
Okay.
New materials that are tougher
mm-hmm.
can handle more pressure.
Okay.
Last longer before they need to be replaced.
So it's not just the machines and the processes, it's the molds themselves.
Right. Always improving.
So what kind of new materials are we talking about?
Well, there's new steel alloys
okay.
that are super hard, wear resistant,
yeah.
and even composites.
Composites.
Yeah. They're strong and lightweight.
Oh, that's cool. So they can make like more intricate molds.
Exactly. With really fine details.
But still hold up to the pressure.
Exactly. No problem.
So what about sustainability? Is that a factor?
Oh, absolutely. Sustainability is huge.
Yeah. Makes sense.
More and more people are using bio-based plastics.
Okay. What are those?
They're made from plants.
Oh, cool.
Instead of oil.
So they're better for the environment.
Yeah, much better.
But can you use them in injection molding?
Some of them, yeah. They have similar properties to regular plastic.
Okay.
But some are different.
Yeah.
So you have to adjust the process.
Including the clamping force.
Everything's connected, remember?
Right, right. So it's like a whole new world of materials.
It is, and it's changing all the time.
This is really interesting stuff.
I know, right?
So any other trends you're excited about?
One that's really cool is smart molds.
Smart molds.
Yeah, they have sensors built in.
Okay.
So they can like monitor themselves.
Oh, wow.
And adjust the clamping force automatically.
So they're like thinking molds?
Kinda, yeah. They can adapt to the process.
Based on the material, the temperature, all
like,
that.
Yeah.
So they're like self-optimizing.
In a way, yeah. It's pretty futuristic.
It sounds like it. That's really cool.
They can even detect defects.
Really?
Yeah, and compensate for wear and tear.
Wow. So they're like self-healing mold.
Kinda. Yeah. It's amazing what they're coming up with.
It really is. So it sounds like the future of clamping force is pretty bright.
It is. Lots of exciting stuff happening.
But it still all comes back to understanding the basics.
The fundamentals. Yeah.
Yeah. Knowing how it all works together.
It's foundation.
Right. And then you can build on that.
With all the new technology.
Exactly. So it's a partnership.
It always is.
Well, this has been really eye-opening.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I never realized how much goes into this.
It's more than meets the eye.
It really is. So
yeah.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just next time you see a plastic product.
Yeah.
Think about all the work that went into making it.
All the little details.
Exactly. It's pretty amazing.
It is. Well, thanks for taking us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And thanks to everyone for listening.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep on learning.